Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean. What the fucking past 2 weeks?
I guess we'll just say real quick up top. I mean, I'm sure if you listened to the episode last week, we had taped before everything had happened with the George Floyd and the protests and stuff, which is why we didn't mention it. All I really want to say is, you know, Black Lives Matter. We as white people need to educate ourselves and try to do the work to end systemic racism. And we need to vote and put our money where our mouth is so we can stop police brutality. Uh-huh. You know, Sean and I both separately donated. I mean, I'm not much of a marching out there protester because God knows I hate crowds. I'd be the worst. Yeah. I would just start screaming and running away.
Also, we're in the middle of the pandemic. And
plus pandemic. I'm not very good with that either.
And not saying that the folks out there
everybody makes their own choice.
Yeah, you guys are doing it. And I know things apparently as far as COVID goes, it feels more secondary
these days,
which is doesn't feel right. But, you know, you folks out there doing the marching and doing what you're doing and protesting and everything, I 100% support you guys. If you can't do that, I would please consider donating to a good cause.
Consider donating. I mean, there's a million places online that have tons of links to charities.
Well, I'll just tell you the place I donated to Act Blue.
So did I.
So
and it'll split it among a bunch of different charities.
Yeah.
So that's helpful. And then
and that was pretty verified across the board as far as people go. So that's ACTBLUE.
Mm-hmm. Act Blue. Both of us separately donated to Act Blue. And then you can also write your local legislators, write your federal legislators. I've done both. There's nothing I can really say that hasn't already been said.
Yeah.
And also, you know, amplify voices of color and minority voices. So as a white lady, I'm just going to donate, call out racism where I see it and do the work, you know, normalize feeling uncomfortable about this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as white people, we don't ever feel uncomfortable about it.
Yeah. 100%. I'm sorry.
No, and we need to.
Yeah, 100%. Also, get out there and vote. Vote for your local.
Vote in those local elections
because that's where a lot of this stuff starts.
Yeah.
As far as you know, the way that police and infrastructure and stuff like that, like that's where that stuff starts. I mean, definitely vote in the main elections too.
Yeah.
You know, vote for your senators and vote however. Look, you vote however you're going to vote.
Yeah, but vote in every election you possibly can.
But please vote. Vote and also just listen.
Yeah.
Listen and show empathy if that's something that you're able to do. Not everybody is able to do these things.
Right.
It's really important that's what you focus on at this time is listening to voices of color and why the hell it is that these people are upset. Why the hell it is that people of color are upset again? Why they're frustrated about police brutality and what just years and years of
oppression
and civil unrest and things like that. You know, you need. It's hard for you to really. I mean, as a white person,
we're white.
I'm not going to tell anybody. I don't want to tell anybody how to feel. I just saying, just listen.
Yeah,
because that's really.
There's tons of books out there. I mean, there's so many lists right now going around with like really great books you can read about. You know, anti-racism and. You know, the history of how we got here. And I would suggest, you know, reading those articles, reading those books, listening to those people of color. And
maybe find a few podcasts that suit your needs.
Podcasts and just, man, do the work and just kind of, like I said, normalize feeling uncomfortable. And if you've listened to any of our episodes and gotten this far and you're surprised that we would support something like Black Lives Matter, you have not been paying attention.
I feel like there's people, because we got a review. I'm not going to bother reading it, but we got like, we don't get.
Though somebody called us SJWs.
Okay.
I was like, hey, I mean, I guess an insult. You care about other people and causes. I'm not going to take that as an insult, man. I wear that as a badge of fucking honor.
Although I would prefer anybody who's listening right now that wants to leave us a good review. Or he's like, look, however you feel is however you feel. I ain't good. However that guy felt is how he felt.
Hang up on that guy.
But it's our right to tell you. it's our place here to be like, hey, buddy. Sorry we missed you.
Kind of.
But not sorry.
Not sorry. Bye.
Kind of. Bye? Yeah. You know, I was like, I'm glad you, you know, granted, this was like, I think it was like January was posted. Mm-hmm. So I don't get around to checking these reviews often enough. But, hey, man, you know, you do you. But, I mean, look, this is how we do us.
Yeah.
So I guess this is how it's going to have to be.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to make sure we say that. Please, if you feel uncomfortable about it and you guys want to talk about it, shit, you can message us on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
If there's something that you want to...
The tweets.
You want to tweet us or whatever. You know, I mean, look, that's apparently what that shit's for. You know, yeah. As cursed as it is, as social media is.
So cursed.
You know, you might as well, if you feel like you guys want to talk with us about it or whatever, we're here. So moving on to actual comic book stuff, we do have some stuff to dive into, I guess.
Sure.
Because my brother, and I'll just start from the beginning, my brother, he just got the DC app. And
wait, you mean HBO Max?
No, he's had that, but he also got the DC app.
Oh, okay.
Because because the HBO Max has now started, HBO Now or HBO Go, whatever, it's now started switching over.
Yeah, it just automatically switched over to HBO Max.
It starts switching over, but the way that it works, and this is how it makes sense, this is how it now makes sense, is that like for some, and I don't know why it's like this, but like on the DC app, you get like certain stuff.
Yeah.
You get like certain movies and shows or whatever, and you get a lot of exclusive stuff, and obviously you get all the comics, you get all the whatever media they put on there.
Yeah.
But HBO Max has a separate DC channel, which is where they're going to feature this new season of
Doom Patrol.
Doom Patrol. I don't know if they have Titans on there. I can't remember if they do.
Oh, I don't know.
But they have
the Fuck Batman show, as we all know.
The Fuck Batman show, but they also have a lot of different movies, including that aren't on the DC app, Universe app. They also have Justice League.
Oh yeah,
because the whole thing was like, oh, we just watch Justice League on this app, and it's like, no, you can't.
No,
you can't.
You have to have HBO Max.
Yeah, or you could just rent it or whatever. But if you have HBO Max, you can watch that.
And in 2021, we have a while to go to get.
No, I'm talking about just regular ass Justice League.
Oh, I thought you meant the Snyder Cut.
No, the Snyder Cut's coming, but like the regular ass Justice League from 2017 or whatever, that's up there. Steel is up
there.
That's
right. That's right. Steel's on there.
I did talk about that a little bit extensively because just FYI, if you guys follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/worstcollectionever. I have figured out how to stream live on our page.
Yeah.
And since I've been buying so many comic book related figures, I've decided to take the time to stream myself doing a live unboxing.
Right.
And I'm quite enjoying it. I've only done two of them so far, but you know, I'm trying to get my bearings with that stuff because I'm not used to streaming stuff, you know, or really doing any of that stuff. Like I always want to kind of like do like Twitch, you know.
Yeah.
Like I get kind of like this itch and like I'm like, oh man, it'd be fun to do something like that. But I just never get around to it. But I figured, you know, I have a mobile device. I can set it up to stream this, you know, from this page. And it was pretty cool. So I opened, I probably do them frequently because I've been saving these stuff that's in the package, but I haven't been opening it because I figured it's like, I want to do something like this.
Right.
So, but I have a whole bunch of them I need to open. So what I would like to do is do that more often coming up this week. So far up on our page, and they're pretty recent posts, I did a 1999 Toy Biz Alpha Flight 2-pack with Snowbird and Puck. I opened that up and talked about the package, talked about the figures, talked some stupid stuff. But in relation to Steel, I opened up a 1995 Kenner Vapor Trail. I think it's Vapor Trail or something. Vapor Lock. I think Vicks Vapor Rub Armor Steel figure. And talked about that, and also told my story about meeting Shaquille O'Neal. You know, as a part of my previous gig at Podcast One, I did do some work on his big podcast with Shaq, or the big podcast with Shaq. And I talk about that a little bit on there. Nothing salacious, you know. I don't have anything bad to say about Shaq. Mm-hmm. I just like doing his voice. Actually, I don't do the voice at all in the video, so I should probably do it here where he goes, "Hey, how is it Steel?"
He was in Steel.
He was in Steel. I don't think I've ever seen Steel.
I was going to say, I might have seen like pieces of it, but I don't think I've seen it all the way
I don't think through. I've ever seen pieces of it because I don't think I've ever been in a situation where there's been pieces of Steel in my area.
For some reason, I feel like I've seen at least one scene. Maybe I looked it up on YouTube or something. I don't know.
Now we can watch it.
Now we can. Very exciting. There's so many things that because the other thing we've been watching, because, you know, we watched the Harley Quinn show, and that's still going.
This is the quality segue.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad. We started watching Titans, or as I have always called it, the Fuck Batman show, because we talked about this when they released that trailer, where the trailer was Robin saying "fuck Batman," and I laughed for like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
I thought that was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard. I was not interested. And then we're like, "Yeah, you know what? The hell, we'll give it a shot."
Well, actually, what happened was my brother.
Oh, was he watching Titans?
I think he started watching Titans.
I gotcha.
He was like, "Oh," and he was putting it over, and I was like, "Well, if Brian likes it, give it a shot." Harley Quinn, and I mean, Harley Quinn's great.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Doom Patrol's out there, which I feel like I need to finish that. Yep. I want to finish that at some point, you know, because the second season, we only have like maybe like, I think like half, we're only like halfway through the season that's out. And then there's also Stargirl.
Yes.
Just came out. And Swamp Thing is up there still, too.
Yeah, it's hard for me to want to get into Swamp Thing because I was really excited for it. And then it got canceled like one episode in, and I'm like, why? Why?
Yeah, that's that. You know,
why fall in love with the show that's not ever going to do anything?
I should give it. Yeah, but I want to give it a shot.
I'm sure it's great. It looked really cool. The previews looked cool.
I don't feel it. Well, I'm not going to talk much about Swamp Thing. I just feel like I was excited to know that it was going to happen. I don't know if I really buzzed about it as much leading up to it. And then I kind of like was out of the loop for it, but which is fine because I didn't want to, you know, be spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's worth I think we'll get around to watching that at some point.
Yeah.
But Titans, we decided to check that out.
Yeah.
And we I think we're like halfway through the first season.
Yeah, I think
there's two seasons up there.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'll let you go first and give your impression.
You know, I do like it. I like it a lot. I don't know if I love the actor who plays Robin so much, Dick Grayson. But yeah, I mean, I enjoy it. I really like what they've, I mean, I feel like we haven't really gotten a lot of Corey or Starfire, but I like her. She's probably one of the one of the better characters. I like Gar too. I really like what they've done with him, and I like how they gave him a jacket that looks a lot like the cartoon. And so, yeah, I mean, that stuff's been kind of cool. The only thing that I'm finding, at least because we're like six episodes in at this point, we're really starting to drag.
Yeah.
And I think it's because it's suffered from the same thing that those Marvel shows suffered from on Netflix, where it was like they're you get a 13 episode thing and you could have done it in 8. And I'm like, how about you just do it in 8?
Just because you could doesn't mean you should.
Right. And I think that's the problem Titans is having. Now, I don't know if that happens in the second season, but we're going around and around and around with this whole like, because Raven is like, she has something inside of her and her father and all these people are after her because she's going to bring about her father and blah, 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 blah. But no one's ever said who her father is. And we just keep just going on with all these weird people chasing them and then they're getting captured and then her father, blah, blah, blah. But again, she never even asks who her dad is. She's just like going with it. And I'm like, okay. Enough. Like, we're starting to, like, spin our wheels here.
Yeah.
So I feel like, maybe it serves a purpose by the time we get to the end, but I feel like I'm, like, these last two episodes, I really felt, like, the drag.
It's definitely the Netflix comparison is very accurate.
Yeah.
Because we were just watching the one episode with them looking for Raven's mother. Because the conceit of the main thread is that Raven is Raven, you know. But she doesn't really understand why she's Raven because she's like a teenager, she's like maybe a junior or a senior.
Yeah, I would say she's like 16.
Probably 16.
Yeah.
You know, and you got Robin, who is a cop in Detroit.
Yeah, which I thought was weird. I don't know why they made it Detroit.
I don't know why
instead of Bloodhaven. Yeah. Like, just make it Bloodhaven.
You know, and Corey is, you know, Starfire, but she's like an amnesiac.
Yeah, she doesn't know why she has powers or what she's doing. And Gar was like when he was originally hanging out with the Doom Patrol.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's they basically you kind of see how they went from not having Gar in the group on the TV show on the main show.
Yeah,
and basically just replacing him with Cyborg.
Right.
So, but the thing is that there's a lot of this religious allegory stuff going on.
Yeah. Some people want to kill her because she's going to bring about evil. Some people just want her to bring about the evil. So that's why they're after her. Some people
want to be able to use her because she's an empath and she can do, you know, she can heal. She's got all these very nebulous powers, just like how it is in the comics, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, I like.
Because for me, I'm always like, yeah. Raven just opens portals, right? Like,
well, she's got like, she's always got.
And this, like throws dark energy around stuff.
Like, yeah, it's like a dark, some sort of dark energy, like a dark force or something. But it doesn't make a lot of sense for me.
Sure.
So at least for somebody who doesn't regularly follow like Titans books,
yeah,
in general, like, yeah. I've never been, like,
I don't follow them either. Just really know her from the cartoon.
Yeah, they're working on it, you know, we're getting, you know, appearances by some randos.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, we got to see Hawk and Dove.
Well, Hawk and
poor Dove. Hawk, his dick don't work.
No, Hawk's don't dick,
because he's like on so many painkillers from the life, as they call it. And, like, Dove wearing a really bad wig.
Yeah.
Still, like, all about that Dick Grayson dick. And as I have said in the past, Dick Grayson is the biggest slut in the DCU.
100%.
He continues that streak in this show. Which, you know what? Good for you, Dick. Yeah.
And
good
we
for
get,
you.
And we get some Batman.
There's a lot of Batman angst. I mean, we haven't seen him yet. I assume we eventually see him
standing out of focus.
Yeah, a lot. Well, Bruce Wayne standing out of focus.
Bruce Wayne standing out of focus.
And there's a lot of, like, you know, the Nightwing angst of, like, you know, I can't be like him. And oh, Lord, what have I done? And he's, however, real fucking violent. In this show, like, you can't tell me he hasn't straight up killed a couple guys just in this show.
Well, he's
like Dick Grayson, just killing people.
Well, just like it's that, but also it's like the Batman thing where it's like, I'll beat you to within an inch of your life.
Oh,
I won't kill you.
Yeah. And you're like,
but you probably won't ever be able to function again because your body is just turned into putty.
The last episode we watched today, they were like captured, whatever, breaking out of something. And then there's like a whole bunch of security dudes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Dick, like, rips a pipe off a wall, and he beats this one guy's face in with a fucking pipe.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't tell me that guy is not going to suffer consequences for the rest of his life.
Well, they killed him anyways, though, because then he has Starfire blow up the place.
Yeah, and Starfire blew up the building. So
but yeah. But,
you know. Oh, Jason Todd also showed up in the show. Todd's so there were two Robins at one point. Because
at the time, Jason Todd is the new Robin hanging out with Batman. He's like, man, I love hanging out with Batman. We fucking fight and punch and murder, fucking whatever, anger.
Yeah.
You know, obviously that's not going to end well.
No. Sorry, Jason. But, you're going to get your face beat in. So, nobody tell him.
But yeah, but this guy that plays Robin, I feel he's too thin.
Yeah, you know what? I actually.
Not that Dick Grayson is, you know, especially when he gets as Nightwing or whatever, it's not like he's super manly or whatever.
Really appreciate that he is not super beefy. I like that he's a little bit more streamlined and sleek.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, it's not like, you know.
Well, it makes more sense for him to be able to do all the shit that
Robin does.
Yeah,
because he's an acrobat and, you know, he's very, very flexible. Yeah. But I also really appreciate because you can put this kid in a suit and put him in a police precinct and he doesn't look like, you know, like we were talking about when we were watching the thing with Triple H, who looks like a fucking bouncer. You know what I mean? So it's not like here's regular cops that all of a sudden here's fucking bouncer Dick Grayson has entered the chat. You know what I'm saying?
Bouncer Dick.
Yeah. So he just looks like a regular guy, which I kind of appreciate.
Hey, guys, I'm Dick Grayson. I got amnesia. I'm Bouncer Dick.
It's me, Bouncer Dick.
It's me, Bouncer.
That really should be Finn Balor's new name.
He's living the gimmick.
Oh, he's living that
Bouncer
gimmick.
Dick.
Bouncer Dick.
So yeah, I like it though, and I also like the usage of the nuclear family.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't really know a ton about them.
They were in, like, as far as I can remember, they probably were in some Titans books.
Uh-huh.
But I remember them from being Outsiders villains.
Oh.
Like, that's pretty much the connection. And it's not like I don't remember them being around a ton in the 80s. Not that I don't read a ton of Outsiders.
Right.
But I know that's where they're from because I have, like, the Who's Who.
Right.
So they pop up in there because it's around the time when they still exist. But it's pretty, yeah, it's fun to get some obscure characters.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. Yeah.
But the whole thing, too, about...
Because, like, the Melting Man showed up.
Yeah, he's apparently...
He's a thing.
Character. No, he's a thing. I think he's just a character on that show.
Oh, I thought he was in a book or two.
No, because there's a guy called the Melting Man, but he is a Yellow Lantern that is not this dude.
Oh, okay. I don't know if anybody showed up yet. I mean, Talking Dove showed up.
We're about to watch one with Donna Troy.
Oh, Donna Troy is going to show up.
I know there's some other jobbers that show up.
Yeah. Oh, there was a Russian guy who Starfire was fucking with, and I felt like his name was really familiar.
Oh, maybe.
Konstantin something.
Konstantin.
Kozlov. I don't remember. I feel like...
Vladimir Kozlov?
No, I feel like he was a guy, but I don't really remember off the top of my head. I would have to look.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it's not bad. I mean, we'll probably finish it. I mean, not really much else to do right now. And I kind of like being able to have something to watch.
Yeah.
That I'm actually like, okay, great. We'll just plow through this.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah. No, I've been enjoying it.
I one thing I don't like, it's annoying. It's at least to me, it's off-putting is the theme.
Oh my God.
Cause the theme is just, it's just like fart, fart.
Yeah. I do not like that either because it's really loud. It's like dun 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 dun. Like, and you're like, okay, like this, calm down, Titans show.
It's like this. I can't describe it. It's like a really dark techno beat.
Yeah,
like those.
Yeah,
like compilations. Like if you went to Hot Topic back in the day,
yes.
And they would have like,
yes.
Like dark techno, and it'd be like this. Be like these guys.
Oh, what, dude, what? I had like two of those. Are you kidding?
Be like, you know, burr, 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 burr.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. And you hear it like 5 million times during the show.
It's a little much.
Oh, that's what I was going to mention. Just you make a good point about Raven never like asking who we're dating.
Right.
Well, clearly there's something up with him because anybody that.
I mean, like literally anytime she goes anywhere, like she went to a convent, she ended up captured. She went to go see this guy, she ended up captured. I'm just like, and she never asks.
It's like, clearly it's fucking Trigon.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Also, how her powers, like, manifest is, I'm confused by them. Because, like, it's almost like she has, like, another being that, like, she can see in the mirror.
It's like the freaky monster people, the mirror being.
Yeah, and it, like, talks to her. It called her a slut at one point.
It reminds me of, and this is an obscure reference, I'm sure only Bill will get it, but, like, Poltergeist 3. And, like, if you're in, do you remember watching that? Do you remember when we were watching that Cursed Films episode?
Yes, I remember the Cursed Films.
They're talking about how, like, it was like, oh, they had to do Poltergeist 3, and, like, the little girl, Carol Ann, was looking in the mirror.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was, like, the inverse, you know, evil version of it. It's kind of like that every time.
Yeah, it's weird.
Raven, to me, like, she feels like Scarlet Witch.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't get what you do, but whatever it is that you do is very intense.
Yes.
And it has it goes a long way to fuck people's lives up.
Yeah.
Or fuck somebody up. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. You know what? I will probably finish it. I'm just curious to see how everybody else shows up and how they manifest and, you know, how they're represented on that show. Because I know we get, who else do we get? We get some Deathstroke.
Oh, okay. Does Cyborg ever show up in the show or no?
I don't know. I don't.
Because he's over on Doom Patrol. He's
pretty much just Doom Patrol.
And there was, so the same characters.
Yeah, everybody that's on the Doom Patrol show.
There was an episode.
Cyborg, yeah. Except for Pierce Brosnan, who plays Chief. Or Timothy Dalton.
I was going to say Pierce Brosnan disappeared to play Chief.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. I got my Bonds mixed up. Timothy Dalton.
Yeah.
He's Chief, but whoever was playing Chief on this episode.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. Just like some random guy. I don't know. They were just like, and we're going to recast him.
But I guess they were trying to do like a backdoor pilot with that.
Yeah.
But you get full, you know, Robot Man.
Well, you do get full, and you get, what's her name?
I love Robot Man when he's, because it's Brendan Fraser, but yeah. Like, he's in this robot voice, so he's just like, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he just swears. He's like, God, he's always swearing.
I know. I like it. I like it a lot, actually.
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Who? Elastigirl?
Yeah. She's there. And then, of course, Negative Man is there as well.
Played by almost Superman Matt Bomer.
Yeah, he would have been a good one.
Yeah.
He looks perfect
for that. Yeah. That's our take on that stuff.
I guess.
If you have the DC app, check it out. And we would love to hear from you on social medias.
Yeah, if you're watching it, let us know.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Born out of violence, adopted in chaos, teenager Cassandra Cain is seeking the answer to a question. If nurture can undo nature, raised to be an assassin, Cassandra is trying to burn the pages of her past and write a whole new future.
So I'm throwing gasoline, a vengeance, and I'm lighting matches with my pain. Now I'm setting fire to those who've burned me as I watch my past go
write to us at thehuntresspodcast.com or go to Twitter at Huntress Podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and your other podcatchers. This podcast shares a feed with the Huntress Podcast, the Batgirl Cassandra Cain Podcast. Cheers.
All right, we're back here in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is yet another selection from the quarantine pack of comics from Mile High Comics.
Woo.
And this one is Poison Elves number 19 from
I don't know
the month, but it's 1996.
Okay. And this is like an indie comic.
Right. So here's what I understand, because I was familiar with the name.
Nope.
But I wasn't familiar with any of it because this isn't really my style.
Yeah.
I'm not a big elves guy.
Yeah, I'm not really into elves either. That was never anything that I like got into.
Yeah, not an elf quest. I don't hate it.
Sure.
You know, I mean, like I won't not read an elf quest book or anything else with elves, but I'm just, you know, I'm not a big into you know, Lord of the Rings stuff, or it's just how it is. But this is apparently something that is a cult classic of books. Like it's got a following, or had a following, or there's some sort of, there are people that I'm certain, like the old motherfuckers that used to read comics back like in the mid 80s that were, you know, maybe people like maybe 10 years older than us.
Sure.
You know, they, you know, that were just not really into the mainstream stuff. They probably found their hands and found this book in their hands.
Sure, maybe.
The artist and writer is Drew Hayes.
And I do appreciate that. I appreciate a book, like an indie comic book, that somebody like literally like their one-stop shop.
Yeah.
I always appreciate that. That's kind of cool. I mean, it's something I could never do because I can't draw. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of cool. It's very interesting because there's a lot of like what you need to know about this comic, like a whole thing of it in the beginning. And then there's a whole bunch of fucking letters at the end. And I feel like the person responding to the letters at the end and the person at the very beginning, it's like Twitter without Twitter.
It is. Yeah.
Because he's like, what does he call Michael Bendis?
Brian Michael Bendis.
Brian Michael Bendis. He calls him something. I caught it in the beginning.
I read about that. I knew what you were talking about.
I just skimmed it and I was like, oh, he calls it a whatever. He calls him a this.
Well, basically, this Drew Hayes, he produced this comic and is super, super indie.
Yeah.
But had a following, and he has apparently like a lifetime, had a lifetime contract with this Sirius Comics, like Sirius Radio,
okay.
like Sirius Comics or whatever. He's no longer with us. Apparently he was this dude who was like overweight, was trying to get better, and he passed away or something.
Oh no.
I think like in the, he was like 38.
Oh Jesus.
He passed away in like 2004 or whatever, 2007.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But so this comic would, since it's an indie comic,
uh-huh.
it would come out when it would come out. This started in like in 91.
Oh, wow. Okay. And this is only like the seventh issue or something.
19.
Oh, 19.
Issue 19.
Oh, for some reason, I thought it was way before that.
He was working on this and, but he had a following and references on this inside cover about a review that was a recent review in Wizard Magazine.
Oh.
Which.
Neat.
When Wizard used to have like an indie corner. For comics.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there right. was Tom Palmer or something that would write it. And it was one of those things where I would just gloss over it because it was never, like, there's so many, but there's, it was never anything that was interesting to me. But
sure.
it's not to say that as I am older now, I wouldn't be interested in it because maybe it would just hit different.
Yeah, that is the thing.
Because at the time, you know, I'm like, fucking Marvel, DC, what's going on with that? I need answers.
I know.
You know? But yeah, so there's also this thing. Yeah, the name, I recognize a name in here who's a part of this, who's the publisher of this Sirius Entertainment, is this guy named Joseph Michael Lindzner.
Okay.
And I recognize that name because I believe he's the guy that did a book called Dawn.
Okay.
And when I would read Marvel, or read Wizard, I would always see this ad, you know, these ads, you know, drawings of this Dawn, which is basically like this redhead, like these super stylized, you know, images, you know, of drawings of this redhead woman wearing like bodysuits, and she had like one eye had like, you know, mascara, and it had like a tear. It's very much like, it's not goth, but it's like the idea of goth is there.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, and if this was like a movie, if she was being played in a movie today, she would 100% be played by Christina Hendricks.
Okay.
That's basically what you can imagine.
Okay.
But I never knew anything about the book because I would just see this picture of this woman, you know, and I'd just be like, you know, that was the height of my, you know, Jim Ballant Catwoman, you know, affinity.
Uh-huh.
And so she would pop up and this Dawn would pop up and I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck this book's about, but look at this.
Look at that lady.
I mean, you know,
look at them puppies.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah. I go, ooh. You know. So on the cover here, we got the main character, I believe, of this story,
mm-hmm.
of this Poison Elves to do.
Uh-huh.
This guy named Lucifer.
Yeah, but spelled all fucked up.
It's spelled all weird.
Yeah.
The idea behind this book is that this guy, this elf, was born like in the 1300s.
Sure.
Something happened to his father. Like,
I really thought you were just going to say something to happen to his face.
And his face.
His face is fine.
To his father. Something happened to his father, and his mother had to become a prostitute. Something about how his mother, since she was an elf, like she got gangrene and she couldn't die because she's an elf. Then he helped
that doesn't him. Make any sense.
What?
How do you get gangrene if
she
you're
stepped
an elf?
On a rusty nail?
But if you can't die, why would you even catch gangrene?
That's actually a good question. I was wondering,
like,
that.
Why would you get gangrene?
Apparently, you could get sick as an elf, but you just can't die.
So that's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
What if you get like typhoid or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what? Fuck being an elf.
You know what? Fuck immortality.
Fuck immortality.
Let's just talk about that.
Fuck immortality.
I'm taking a real hard stance on not wanting to live forever. I know it's a take.
This guy, this main character, just goes off on like these adventures and meets up with other elves, and there's skirmishes and different things happening.
There's a lot of stabbing in this book.
Yeah, well, this basically,
which I appreciate.
We'll get to it, but it's not really, because there's not really much to talk about.
Yeah, there's not a lot of dialogue in this, and there's a lot of just like people getting stabbed.
I don't know. It's just, it's not the story itself. I guess that's what I was thinking. I was trying to get out was this character was basically what happened was Drew Hayes took one of his favorite characters from his D&D.
Oh, and he made a comic book about it.
And he made a comic book around him.
Gotcha.
So that might explain things.
Yep, it does.
So anyways, the this is in the middle of, I guess, some sort of story. Because it says seven, I'm assuming part seven, Retribution. We get this tale being told. I don't know who this guy is. This dude here with the coffee. This elf with the coffee.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is either.
I don't know who he is, but he's telling the story of Lucifer, like, through his recounting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's like, writing it down.
He's doing, like, a Mr. Belvedere.
Sure.
I know this is supposed to be a thing where we're supposed to read text.
Yeah, this is it's a lot of text, and it's very small.
But when we do, since we do comics,
yeah,
I like just being able to read pictures with bubbles and words in those bubbles.
Yeah, I agree.
That's how I want to do it. I don't, anytime that somebody's like, hey, here's a bunch of text, I'm like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, you know what you can do with that text?
You know what I can do? You know what I want to do with that text? I want to read it on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And I want it to be condensed.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yes.
There's something about this sanctuary where basically I think Lucifer is waiting outside to fuck up some dudes. Lucifer kind of looks like Snake Eyes here.
Yeah.
Because he's dressed in like, he looks like a ninja, but he also, he looks, I think it looks pretty cool. He's waiting outside of whatever this elf sanctuary is.
Is this the place with the boarded up windows?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's waiting for some people to run out so he could pick them off.
Yeah.
And we get this powwow between some of these dudes. When they keep saying Crow,
I assume they're looking for someone named Crow.
Are they
talking
about Crow, or are they just saying, like, is a Crow, does Crow mean fuck? Or does fuck means fuck?
Whatever. I thought they were looking for someone named Crow, but maybe that reading is incorrect.
The Crow?
Either that or Crow from Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, Crow. Yes, Crow. Everybody's like, just drew the robot in there.
Yeah, they were just like, where is Crow? We really want to talk about movies. We want to go talk about Mano's talk Hands about of
cheesy
Fate.
Cheesy movies. These guys, I think, go outside of this building and to, I don't know why they're leaving. I feel like they're going outside.
Well, I feel like they are, but then there's like a part later on where he like crashes a car into it or something.
Well, we're inside of this Eye of the Linz, which is like some faction of this elves that Lucifer is going against. I'm trying
it's
to parse
really
it
hard to tell what's going on.
We're trying to, because there's not a lot of context. There's not a lot of things happening. Like,
no,
people talking about it. It's like we're coming in the middle of this. And the reason why is because we got this out of a pile of fucking comics.
Right.
So it wasn't like somebody was like, hey, here's the rest of these comics. Why don't you have yourself a time?
Right.
So, but I tried my best to understand what happened, and the only thing I remember is his mom running away from an abusive abusive man, and she stepped on a rusty nail and got gangrene but couldn't die. And the only way she was able to die is that Lucifer had to slit her wrists or something.
But that doesn't even make sense.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I don't know.
If elves are immortal, like, how can they still slit their wrists? Oh, whatever. I'm not going to fucking parse it. I don't understand how elves work.
So we got the.
And I've never played D&D.
So we got these elves ever. In this. Are these elves or just dudes?
I don't know. There's a bunch of like.
They don't have big points. I'm assuming the elves are just the guys with the pig pointy ears.
Yes. I think these are just dudes. And so he's like going up and he's like trying to get these dudes out. And there's like crashing and like.
Oh, wait. Are these appointed part of his team?
I don't know.
Because now there's this whole team.
Oh, maybe the pointy-eared guys are the team, and they're, like, fucking trying to get the people who are in this crappy building out of the crappy building so they can start killing them.
No, okay, no, wait, I think I figured it out. So Lucifer is outside, right?
Yes.
And the team, consisting of these other dudes.
Uh-huh, other elves.
Other elves.
Are inside.
Are the ones that are jumping on the inside of this warehouse, right?
Sure.
So they're all dressed like these ninjas. And they jump into this warehouse, which looks super full. It looks a lot bigger inside than it does on the outside.
Yeah.
Spatially.
Yes.
And this is where these ninja elves go to town, as we would say.
So much stabbing.
1,000 crowns to the sanctuary monk who brings me the leader's head. What's 1,000 crowns? It's like a doubloon.
Sure, like a pound. I assume crowns are they're not still used. In the UK, but they were at one point.
Is that a currency?
I think they were at one point.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, well yeah, we get these get a lot of big swords slashing, and it's all pretty. This one brother gets it in the face.
Oh yeah, some people just definitely get absolutely
a lot of knives to the face.
There's a lot of yags, cracks, slits, like big action words.
There's one coming up that I did enjoy. Like the name. What are these called?
They're like. There's sound bubbles or
yeah, but there's a name for
there
it.
Is a oh, name.
It's not onomatopoeia.
No.
It was bothering me because I know what it means. I know it means there's something about it. Anyways, yeah. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
biff, bang. Yeah, you get the idea.
Lucifer's on the outside while this massacre's going on the inside. A bunch of these guys. Okay, so here they go. They run out of this warehouse.
Yes.
Lucifer's ready to take them down.
Yeah, so all the, like, something... That's why I thought a car crashed into it, because it says car ash at the top.
Okay. You thought there was a car?
I thought that was because a car crashed. He crashed a car, and that's why all these people started coming out.
No. They're running out of this building because of the massacre that's going on at the inside.
Oh, see, and car Lucifer, ash really Lucifer's threw me off. Lucifer's
out there waiting for it.
Yeah, because I thought he crashed into the building, which is why all these people are leaving. There's also like a sign on the wall that just says sex, so I don't
He's
know.
He's by the sex building.
I don't know what was going on in this building. This is just a good old fashioned swingers club, and these elves are just ruining everybody's time.
I don't know. Maybe it's just about gender. He's just like
he's just harsh and
woman.
He's harsh and everybody's mellow. Man, people are just fucking. Let them fuck. So all these people start coming out of.
I imagine it's like that scene
the sex
in,
building.
It's in that scene in that movie Lovebirds we watched.
Uh huh.
With. Kumail.
Oh yeah, yeah, and Issa Rae, yeah. Where like those people just are fucking like on that round bed in front of like a fucking stadium full of people.
Yeah, that's in the sex. That's the sex building. That's what's going
that's
on.
That's
the
there. Sex building. Yeah.
But now we get like a bunch of soldiers on the back, and we get this really fat white dude with a Hitler look. Like he's like a really fat Hitler.
Oh, he's a fat Hitler. Yeah, he's, I see him.
We got a fat Hitler leading the charge of these armored knights.
Yeah, I don't know where they came from.
Now they're running back inside to the place.
I don't know. Because I thought the people coming out of that building were just regular people. And now there's a bunch of fucking knights and a fat Hitler. And I don't know where the fuck those people came from.
The church that I is dead, you'll be saved when you can. So yeah, they're running back to this sanctuary. So this guy with the mustache...
Uh-huh.
I couldn't understand if whether or not he was one of the bad guys or the good guys.
I don't know who the fuck that guy is, because he pops up a couple times.
And he's like, he's just in this building, but like I can't tell if he's...
I think he's part of the elf team, even though he can't see his ears.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Because, I mean, he does pop up a couple times.
Yeah, and so Lucifer is on the run here, and he gets his scarf grabbed, and he just goes... the noise he makes, he goes, Haig.
Haig.
It's like, Sid Haig, R.I.P. I do like the art of this.
Yeah, no, it's good.
It's different.
Yeah.
And a lot of these dudes just look, like, the faces are really long.
Yeah.
Like, really narrow.
Yes.
But just.
It's a style.
They just look like grimy, like hair metal guys.
Yeah, I could see that.
But, like. Like the bands, like, but the bands that you don't, nobody listens to, like the
ones and are, who no one ever listened
like,
to,
like the ones that are like, you know, put out like one album on like a major label and like were canceled.
They were the bands that were interviewed for the downfall of Western civilization.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because there was some bands in there that you're like, who?
Yeah, yeah. These are all Lizzie Borden. So they catch up to Lucifer. These armored guys. Lucifer gets to jump on them. He's a pretty hardcore fighting guy.
Yeah.
Because the mustache guy is like, oh yeah, I'm gonna come and follow these. I'm gonna follow my crew here. And I think this is where this long haired dude is catching up with. He's trying to catch up with the mustache guy. We don't see because he's about to get it. You know, this mustache guy is about to get it. I don't know who this guy is, but the long hair guy.
Uh-huh.
He's like, Daniels! And that's how we end. It's a lot of stuff going on here because you know why? Because you needed 8 pages of letters.
Oh my God, there's so many letters, and people, they're long.
Because people are sending these letters, which, by the way, the letters page is called Death Threats.
Yeah, but the way it's spelled.
But it's like the TH and death is also the
TH and threats.
So it's like.
It's kind of.
Death Threats?
Yeah, I mean.
Detreats?
I would rather he just make them two words.
Oh.
Just Death Threats. I appreciate the name of it.
So, but these letters.
There's one in here about somebody spells out like what a good, a negative orgasm sounds like. What a negative yeah, orgasm. Right, a negative positive orgasm.
No, it's a negative orgasm, a positive orgasm, the religious orgasm, and the fake orgasm.
Like, why did you write that guy?
But people are just writing this guy just to antagonize Drew Hayes. And he's like, oh, I'll answer you back, but I'm just going to, you know.
He goes all mad.
This is basically Twitter.
Yeah.
This is Twitter.
It's
on
Twitter.
Paper. Yep. Do you want the book of Twitter? It's right here.
It's right here.
It's
really long.
Any issue of Poison Elves is
Twitter.
Is Twitter.
Yeah.
For some reason, somebody started asking him about like Cam FDM.
Like, I missed that one.
This way here is like, yeah, it's just somebody who's like, hey man, you know, just actually I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. He's I can't tell if these people are fans of his or not fans of his.
I don't know.
But I feel like a lot of people are just antagonizing him.
Yes.
Drew mentioned band names before. Mm-hmm. ChemLab. Are you familiar with ChemLab at all?
I have heard of them. I don't know. I don't think I've heard them.
ChemLab actually I think might be the band that does the theme song to Titans.
You know, yeah.
To be honest.
I could see it.
My friend Josh. Departed friend Josh, the Reverend, he was a big fan of ChemLab, so I was actually kind of happy to see it. Machines of Loving Grace. I feel like that's something.
I've heard of them, yeah.
I hear these names, but these are bands. Apparently there's a band called Rape Man.
That I don't know of.
Yeah. Yeah, just people writing these angry. Somebody writes, there's only been two comics I've ever considered interesting enough to sit down and read. Poison Elves and Omaha the Cat Dancer. I wonder if we can find some Omaha the Cat Dancer.
Okay.
You're Omaha the Cat Dancer?
I know nothing of that, no.
Omaha the Cat Dancer is about a stripper.
Okay.
About a woman, you know, named Omaha.
Uh-huh.
But everybody are cats. They all have cat heads, but they have human bodies and human genitalias.
Nope.
But it's a compare. I think it's very much, it's like kind of like Poison Elves. Like it's, you know, like when it was like super indie.
Nope.
So yeah, that is it for Poison Elves number 19 from 1996.
Nice.
Are you interested in Poison Elves?
No.
Me neither.
Cool.
That's it for this week's episode of Worst Collection Ever. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show. We're on Spotify. We're on Google Play. We're on just about every format, Pandora, Stitcher. You know, find us there. Let us know that you dig it. And tell your friends. That would be a fantastic thing to do. Once again, folks, thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.